Greetings, gentle people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to a gentleman's conversation.
Gentlewomen, this is your boy Tony Cathy, aka Mr. Eminem, because I got all your flavors.
How's it going? This is this is your big homie, aka the smooth operator, bringing your consciousness into a higher plane.
All right, big homie. So how's your week been, man?
Oh man, it has been one of revelation.
Oh, that's a week right there. Anytime you have a revelation week.
Well, the revelation has been I've been tireder. I have worked harder, but I have accomplished one primary understanding. I have not allowed the stresses to stress me out.
There you go.
I mean, you know, I have had stresses. I just haven't been stressed out.
There you go. There's a difference. So, let's get into the senses. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know the five. You know, the hearing, touching, seeing, tasting, smelling. So we like to take some observations from our weekly ventures and pull out what we have been tasting, smelling, feeling, seeing, hearing the most of, or what has gained our some interest. So what's going on for you? What you been wearing anything fly lately?
Well, I haven't really got an opportunity to get out. It's been work all week. So, you know, I have been just really trying to unwind a little bit, and I've ran across something that I told you about, the Memphis whiskey called Memphis Station.
Okay.
It is, I think right now, today, we're on that wheat. Straight wheat. From Memphis.
Yeah.
They have three brands. They have a straight wheat, a straight bourbon, and a blended. Blended is blue, straight bourbon is red, and wheat is silver.
Okay. This is the Hulling Station.
Hulling, yes.
Hulling Station. And ladies and gentlemen, please understand, we don't get no contributions from any of these.
These are just
recommending things that we like.
We are in the moment of sipping, tasting, and discussing, and we letting y'all in on our vibe.
Oh yes.
And we are vibing on straight wheat. It is a real good blend, earthy notes. Oh yes. I heard that. That sounded rather delicious. And it has a smooth finish. Like I said, good earthy taste on the back end. Good aroma. Pairs pretty decently with other things that you might want to pair it with, like a whiskey sour or something of that nature if you're into that. I myself kind of like mine straight up and neat, which gives me the full balance of how it has been made. I'm digging that. You know, I'm enjoying it. How about you, man?
Well, man, if I'm going to grab one of the senses for this week, I'm going to have to talk about what I've been feeling. I've got a friend of mine that works for TVA and has come down to do some work. And
friend of mine from Knoxville, Tennessee. We did some growing up together, and we became quite close. And so we've gone out, and usually, you know, when you're a working class man and getting down, trying to keep a business together and do things, you don't always get to dress in, you know, professional every day. So when you do get to dress in going out gear, you know, casual, cool, you want to wear something that, you know, that has a nice fashion sense about it, but it's comfortable as well.
No doubt.
And so, man, I've been feeling the comfort and the style and the flyness of Johnson and Murphy footwear, man. For me, and this is just my opinion, a man needs 5 shoes in his life. Now, whether you have multiple styles of these particular 5, then that's fine. But I feel like you need a good driver, which is a comfortable slip-on, a monk strap, a nice casual sneaker, and understand there's a difference between a sneaker and a tennis shoe.
Oh, ain't no doubt in my mind.
And so, and then an Oxford.
Yes.
A nice Oxford, preferably something with some wingtip formage.
Ooh.
On a, you know, so.
Ooh.
But Johnson and Murphy, of course, there's other brands, but these particular, I've got a casual sneaker by them, and then I have some boots, some half boots by them with the wingtip design. That's very nice. For me, it's the driver, the monk strap, the sneaker, the Oxford, and then a nice half boot.
And let us remind you, you know, these are not recommendations, just observations. And we find those because I have some myself. They're old name brand that has upped their game into the new millennium. They are producing some very comfortable footwear.
Yeah.
And very stylish.
Very stylish.
And yeah, you can pair them on what we have termed our casual cool. That is the sophistication of looking neat and nice and having the comfort of that niceness and that neatness. And that's how we roll, you know.
Yeah, you can ask all kinds of questions, who, what, where, and why. But one thing you can't ask about or deny is what's fly.
Amen to that, my brother.
So you been watching anything?
Well, I have, man. I came across this series, Marvel, because I am a Marvel fan. Yes,
right?
I am a Marvel fan.
I'm a DC and Marvel fan, but Marvel has been kicking butt.
Yes, here they have. Oh,
in the theater.
Yeah, and
yes, and the movies.
And their little, you know, because Disney owns the world.
Yeah, man, that right there. We didn't get into that.
So on their platform, their streaming platform, I came across a series called What If.
Mm.
And What If
looks, I've seen that.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness, man.
I have not I've seen the advertisement, let me say that, and the trailers, but I have not watched the actual piece.
I have watched the entire series.
Express a little bit about that. Just, you know, give us a quick ballpark.
It is a phenomenal understanding of the term itself. What if? They look at the multiverse and the alternate realities of ourselves engaged in different activities with different circumstances in different universes. And they ponder that question, what if?
And this involves different heroes.
Oh, it involves all of the ones that you are familiar with, mm-hmm. but in different realities.
Right.
And what I do really enjoy about it is that the late, great Chadwick Boseman got a chance to record his voice in this last animated series.
Wow.
As T'Challa, the
wow.
Black Panther.
Oh, dig that.
Yes, yes, he did.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I definitely
and he comes through, and it is so refreshing to see him respond in these what if scenarios in a total different perspective. I will leave you with this on that, because I don't want to give nothing away.
Okay.
No spoiler alerts. I don't want to give nothing away, but I will say this. What if everything you knew about him was totally different than what you expected from him. And he responded to that difference with a commanding authority and a decency that you never would have expected him to have in that particular role.
All right. Now, with that, we're going to go ahead and get into what we're going to get in today. So, here we go, big homie.
Talk to me.
The question, the discussion for the day is, and this goes out to all of our gentlemen and gentlewomen as well, marinate and then educate us or yourself on this understanding. What is the one thing you would tell your younger self? If you could go back, and because for those of us who are a bit of sci-fi nerds, I have a little bit of sci-fi nerd. I have some comic book nerd inside of me. Even astronomy, cosmic interstellar understanding. You dib and dab in different types of thought process about things. But let's say, because you can't go back in time and let yourself see yourself because you'll mess up something in the time and space continuum.
I don't believe so.
See, I think you would. I think you'll mess yourself up.
No, I wouldn't.
If you went back in time, that's a different discussion. But nope. Let me stay on topic. So if you could go back in time, talk to yourself. And especially if yourself would not, if you as a younger you would not recognize who you were. You might disguise yourself or what have you, but.
See, that's the paradox. I mean, because. And think about it. Seeing an older version of me, right? An older version of me come back to talk to a younger version of me, you know, because I've seen something of this because I am a sci-fi nerd. And this happened in the Star Trek when a young Kirk met a older Spock who knew him, but he had just got kicked off of the Enterprise by his younger Spock self, kicked him off. And the older Spock said, "Jim, you are and have always been my friend." And he looked at him like, "Man, what are you talking about? I don't know you." He said, "It's me, Spock." He said, "Well, you just kicked me off. Me and you had it."
Okay, so you just messed up about probably 85% of people who aren't Trekkies.
Well, and if they ain't seen it, then I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, I would love to hear from my older self.
Okay, so that happens. You run into your older self, or you go find your younger self. Excuse me. What is the one thing that you would tell your younger self?
Discipline yourself. Pick a course and learn everything about this course or this subject matter and catapult you. Don't be all over the place.
Okay, so let me go a little deeper. So are you talking to your younger self at 25, 18, 16?
I'm talking to my younger self at an age to where impression.
No, you got to give me an age because you know how you was as a little whippersnapper. So
I'm gonna give you an age.
When are you gonna take this in?
I need in my teens.
When you gonna? Okay,
I need my teens.
Okay,
I need my teens.
So 13, 16.
At least 14.
Damn, 14.
I say 14 because see. I like science fiction. So
that's where you were at 14. Yeah,
I could conceive my older self somehow in the future being able. I don't know how you did this, dude. I mean, just because you know me, just because my name and you know everybody I know and all of the stuff that's going on, because you're going to have to write it down, right?
Okay.
See, because a stranger coming up to you trying to talk, right? Trying to tell you what's best for you, right? At a young age, you're going to be like, "Wait a minute, hold up, dude. Who the hell is you?"
Yeah, but if you know your younger self at that time, you listen to strangers talk to you if they was coming profound, right?
Yes and no.
Go ahead.
And I say the no part because you would really express yourself, you know, the older version of you. Look here, man. I don't have, and I'm going to look at this in a time constraint manner, right? I don't have a lot of time to run everything down to you, but I need you to understand this. You know, like it would be like going back and giving myself all of the winning numbers mm-hmm. in lottery, right? Now, you don't know about a lottery, but it's going to happen. And at these particular times,
these are the numbers you need to know.
Yes, these are numbers you need to know. See? So that you can rise to a status by having the capital to do what you need to do. Now, you got to think, right? At 15 years old, 14 years old, we're talking about another almost 10 to 15 years later before the lottery even starts in our region of the country.
Mm-hmm.
See? And you would have to keep all of this. But I would really tell my younger self to discipline yourself, to really stay focused on what it is you want to do in this world, what it is you want to accomplish in this world, and try to make that thing happen, you know, and avoid this. Because, see, the one thing I would do is, look, and you have to think about this. Your younger self has not made the mistakes yet.
Right.
So, do you give yourself so much information as to keep you from doing some things that time may need? Because that's a paradox, you know. Unwanted pregnancies, children at a young age, you know, it's not just you. You really have to consider everything that you would do from the point of it not happening up till now. And you say, well, okay, do this and do that. And you gotta think. If you had kids at a young age, like I did, there is a possibility that that would never occur, speaking to my older self. And then the lives of that person and all the lives that those people would have generated would be augmented, changed irreparably because of a decision my older self came back and talked to my younger self. It's very, very profound because you want to be successful. You want to have a fabulous life. You are ahead of everything that has happened. Technology, see, because my younger childhood would put me before Microsoft.
Right.
See, and then you think if you could come in on the ground of Microsoft, you think if you can come in on the ground of Atari. And see, these things right here, they are very mind-boggling. The changes, and you would have to be careful. How much information would you give you to effectively bring about a change that would be necessary? See, so my younger self may mess up my daughter's life, my grandkids' life. And then if you say, well, okay, I want to see me, but after them.
Mm.
Right? So I moved the timeline up some, you know, and which in my case would be in the 80s, right? These are 80s realities I'm speaking of for myself because I'm at that age where the 70s is when I grew up. The 70s is my young, youthful reality. I was 14 years old in 1979. See, and then you think, okay, what would a 14-year-old do with a future that has been explained to him by his older self and the possibility of the changes that could be made once this information has been given, you know?
So, would you, because you're telling them to, you're telling your younger self to stay disciplined, right?
Do something find your niche, be creative, don't wonder. Because I spent a lot of time not knowing what it is I wanted to do, but knowing that I wanted to do something. I started working early, which got me out of the sense of wanting to go to school or college, because I started working and I was making money. So, you know, really, in my mind, why would I want to go to school to make money when I'm making money now and I have an opportunity to enjoy this money that I'm making? I would have to really sit down, because everybody would love an opportunity to talk to your younger self. But what is it that you would actually say to you, you know?
Right.
You know, you want to remove all of what you consider mistakes. Mm-hmm. You would say, look at, don't do this, don't do that. Concentrate on this. Be aware of that. There's going to be some changes. Some stuff is going to go off. Everything is going to be exploding technologically. And you want to be on the ground floor of all of this explosion. So you got to line yourself up. You got to do this. You got to do that. These changes that you are infiltrating into this young mind, because they trust you, they realize, they say, dang, you know, this is me in the future. So when your younger self say, hey, so how are we in the future that you would want? Because this would be a question from my younger self. You would want us to change. Is it bad? Did we do some things that we shouldn't have done? Did we get involved in some situations we shouldn't have got involved in? What is it that we actually done?
Oh, wow. You done took that. You done took that to a whole other level.
See? Because you're trying to tell someone of a future that hasn't happened and prepare them from a future that could happen if you make necessary changes now.
But that continuum, let's say that the time that you have is, you got a minute.
Mm.
You got a minute. And then you're going to, boom, you're going back to, you're coming back to 2021. So you're going, you boom, we've discovered time travel. Bam, you back at yourself. You're 14. You tell yourself, stay disciplined at all times. So what are going to be the specific points that you say, the why of it? And just to make it stick.
If I got a minute, I'm handing my younger self these numbers. And I'm going to say, look here, man. The lottery is coming. These dates, you play these numbers. You don't let nobody know. I'm out.
That's it? You're not going to...
You gave me a minute.
Right, but you're not going to tell your younger self something profound to...
No.
To get them...
No.
Give you... A minute. No. That's 60 seconds. Here's some numbers. 30 and 30 gives you 60. You got 30 seconds to give to drop some knowledge and 30 seconds to drop the numbers.
No. Here is these numbers. These are the dates. Don't you let nobody see them. You keep these. You play these times. Keep this and you will be a wealthy man. I'm out. See, I'm gone. See, because if I don't do this, right, because I'm going to give you a chance to look at your younger self, right? If I don't do this, because you're giving me constraints to how much time do I have to, one, convince this person that I am them. Two, garner.
But do you even do that? Why do you have to convince them that you're them?
Well, because if
you know your younger self, you already know how to approach them so that they will listen.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You like money when you was 14, 15 years old. So if you walk up and say, hey, look, young blood, I want to talk to you for a minute. I'm going to give you $100 to listen to what I got to say. Can you do that? You know for a fact. Your button would stop and you would listen.
Yeah, I'm going to listen. And all I'm going to do is look, okay. Because I know exactly where I was. I knew the situation we was in as a family, right? I knew we had money problems right then and there. Now, you're coming to me telling me I'm finna solve these money problems.
No, that's not what I... No.
Look, all I'm saying is this. You've given me an opportunity, my young self, to become a wealthy person.
So if you got to go back and tell your younger self something and you got a minute, instead of giving him a life lesson,
no,
you're going to give him the lottery numbers.
I'm giving him numbers. Look here, Doc. These dates, you play these numbers, don't you tell nobody. Don't you discuss this with nobody. And I guarantee that your life is going to change. Now, what happens? Because you have to think about this, right? I just created a paradox. Because when myself starts winning, then the opportunities that I would have had or the lack of opportunities would have ceased.
It would have changed, right? But either,
so one. Would I be able, because think about this. If you make a change so drastic, would you be in a position to go back in time? That change you make may not have afforded you this opportunity now. See, you everybody keeps thinking that you finna go like they did. And I love this, and I'm gonna go back to it because we discussed it. When they did the Marvel. When Marvel went back in time and started changing stuff, I love what Tony said. Tony Stark said, "Do you think this is the Back to the Future thing? Well, right. If you go back and you make a change, all of a sudden, this is..." No. You're going back to a reality that exists, coming to a reality that exists. And you're traveling this time loop. So, any changes you make in the past, would they actually change...
the present.
The present.
I can't answer that. I'm not even trying to go that deep. I'm going to go get some of my friends that's on that level first before I even try to answer that.
Now, but what would you tell you?
If I just had a minute.
1 minute.
If I'm going back to my younger self.
Younger self. What age?
I'm going to my younger self at 18.
Oh, see. Oh, grown young self.
Yeah, I'm going back to myself at 18 because the way I think about it is that from what I remember, I've experienced and seen enough. At 18, I was hungry for newness and understanding. Mm-hmm. My thought process was already at 18. I remember I'm thinking I was saying at 18, at 50, I want to retire. I understood what it meant to be retired. I understood what it meant to work harder because I saw my uncles do it, my granddaddies do it. I saw my aunts and my grandmother do it. I didn't want to do that. So what I would do. Actually, do what you said. Look, you don't know me. I don't know you. But I need some of your time. How much is it going to cost me? And then I'm going to give you. All right, I'm going to give you a number. I'm going to shed out that cash. I was like, listen. And the one thing I would say is disappointment is the enemy. Whatever you line up, if you lose, you got to. You already know all the variables that's going to be put in place before you make that move. So if you know you're going to be disappointed, why do it? Do not put yourself in a place of disappointment. Always put yourself in a position to be winning.
See?
Period. See, and then I'm out.
See, and that's very profound.
Okay, I know at some point I'm going to still make mistakes throughout my young adult, whatever, but I'm going to remember that, and I think that that will make an impression.
I get that.
And then I'm going to give them the understanding that Tennessee is going to have a football team, and I'm going to need you to start making these bets.
I know you mean it. I know you do. See, because no matter what your dreams are, no matter.
But that I would drop. I would drop that. And that's what this is about. What yes. knowledge would you get that you didn't get from your mentors, from your father, your mother, whoever? What would you drop more importantly?
I got from them something that I don't think my older self would be reflecting upon, because the older. I got that work mentality. I got that discipline on, don't nobody owe you nothing but you. I got that. If you're going to make it happen, you got to make it happen. You know, I was working. I had a job.
See, I was working too, but what I would want my younger self to understand is that, and I think that, and that's what I try to even teach my two older daughters, and even now, is that you have to, and I was teaching them this when they were in elementary school.
Right.
When it all boils down to it, you got a choice. You got two different highways. Now, your higher power, whatever you believe in, they already know. If you go left, knows all the what's going to happen. Of left. If you go right, they know all the scenarios of right. But the thing that we have, what we have in place that no other creature on this planet has, is choice. Animals move out of nature.
Instinct.
Out of instinct, exactly.
Instinct.
So we have intuition.
Yes.
We have feeling.
Yes.
You know, old school would call it the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know, the Holy Spirit, what have you, if you want to get spiritual and deep. Other people would call it, you know,
insight.
An insight, if you will. You know, yes. That sixth sense.
All of that.
If you will.
All of a bit of
but that. We have that. And so what I tried to teach them is that when you are in a scenario and something in your head starts messing with you.
Right.
Listen to that joint. How many times were you in a scenario and before you stepped into it, something checked you, grabbed you by your proverbial shirt and said, hey, bro, we probably don't need to go this route. Let's go a different direction.
That would be my father teaching me the power of choice and the decision one makes and the consequences of decision making. Meaning that if you can work it out, that's why I love chess. If your moves take you to a dead end, that dead end is where you're going to be.
Right.
If your moves create opportunities to move further, then that's where you will wind up being. You want the scenario to be the opportunity to keep moving and not the consequences of being held into place.
And see, I got that. And see, that's why I love spades. Because one thing that I love about that moment, when everybody's done, the cards are dealt, and you're looking, and your partner says, what do you see? And you tell them, after analyzing your hand, I know what I can do for a fact, what's going to happen.
And?
I know what's possible.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know what's possible.
Possible.
But then here's the thing. All it takes is timing to make the fact fall into position.
Right.
And attention. But it takes skill.
To make the possibility.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to teach these young jokers. That's what I'm trying to teach my daughters. I need you to be in a position when you see the possible, are your skills in check? Now, what that means is you got to have some stuff in place from 2 months ago. You got to have some stuff in place from 2 weeks ago. You already got to know that, okay, I got this much. I need this much. But if I play my cards right, I can get this much and possibly double it and then be on top for the next move.
That's my chess game. My chess game is already seeing the victory and moving accordingly to make that manifestation. And that right there is knowing that each move I make counts. Each step I take has purpose. That purpose drives me to make the next move that I am assured of. And what's the one thing? You come from a family, large. Yes. You come from not having. Copy you come that. from the realization that a lot of y'all were in the best of what your parents' ability could put you
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Right.
So I'm thinking how much more of a situation this would be if I change the paradigm. I have taken you and given you the resources to be very wealthy. Very wealthy and foolish will get you broke.
Mm-hmm.
very wealthy and have a king's sense of understanding of your wealth and the possibility of increasing it will keep you that way. See, this goes to this. We're never taught about credit. We're never taught about finances when we're in school. We learn these things when we get older, you know. See, the best plan is to teach what you know as an adult to someone that isn't an adult so that when they become an adult, they'll have the advantage of your knowledge and the ability to maneuver and make moves that count better towards their outcome than negatively.
You know what, so would you want the ability to go after you drop that, right? Would you still want the ability to go in and check on your younger self? Or would you take that one opportunity and let it ride?
And see, now
give me the short of it.
That right there is something, because I don't know how many minutes I can give.
I'm not gonna give you that. Giving you that piece, and that's it. See? Would you want the ability to go back and check on your ass, or would you deal with that one time and, like, you know what?
Once I get back to the future, I'll know if you've done what you're supposed to do.
But you said earlier that you don't know if what you do in the past is going to affect what happens in the future.
Yes, but I do know one constant. If we were broke then, and we ain't broke now, that some changes have occurred.
Something happened. I wouldn't want to go back because I know me, and I would be frustrated.
Of course with you myself. Would. Of course you would.
And so
you see all your ignorance.
Yeah. So I'm probably gonna be saying something to piss me off. We're gonna get in a fight, you know, and then gonna be an issue. Mess up some stuff in the space time continuum.
See, what you gonna do? What you talking about is like, okay, look here, little person, and I'm gonna use a vernacular that's decent. Look here, little person. I'm gonna use the word that they used to use in the '60s. And the words they used in the 50s. Look here, Negro. Look, I ain't got long. And I know this is hard. But this is what I need you to do. See, this is what I need you to do. And you got to understand, you want to go back at an age where your comprehension to what I need you to do would be more prevalent.
Yeah, yeah, I got to go 18 to 20, 21, between that, right? Them ages right there, dog.
See, that's the question. That's the question that everybody asks. If I can go back and know what I know now, because that's all you're doing.
But the thing is that if you could go back, we say that. If I could go back and, you know, I tell myself then, man, I know I'd be. But the real question is, uh-huh. Okay, yeah, you're going to go back. We're going to give you that ability with all that knowledge. But what age? Because you know you was more or less of a knucklehead. You was more or less driven by tail. You were more or less driven by money or your friends or whatever at some point in stage in your life. So all this knowledge you're about to give you, what would be the best age to give it? And I mean, I'm gonna be the advocate here. Yeah, I'm gonna what a friend of mine says, I'm gonna play the devil's advocate. Yes. Right. I would say, okay, your cutoff point, partner, is 21. You 21 below, where you gonna go? That's all. No, you're not about to go to 30. I'm sorry.
You don't get
to talk to yourself at 30.
See, that's what I'm saying. So
talk to that ignorant cat back in the day. Talk to him. 25 to 18.
That one that was tail chasing.
Exactly.
That one that was damn, I need me some money for the weekend, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that goes back to it, you know. What we would do.
And I'm going to tell you this, and hold on to that thought. I had a friend of mine, old school dope boy. He told me, he said, man, honestly, because we was all sitting around, a bunch of brothers. It was a fight night or something. We was all hanging around. We started talking. This same topic came up. And he said, man, you know what? He said, man, I sold a lot of product. I made a lot of money. I never got caught. When I start seeing my homies go to jail, that's when I pulled up and I was done. But if I was going to go back, I would have still done the same thing I was doing. I would have did it smarter. He said, I would have took all that money and found me some broker, somebody, a bank person, somebody, somebody in the financial industry.
Now watch this.
And made that money work.
Now watch this. The story.
But still would have done the same thing. I would have done it smarter. That's what he said. I was like,
wow. The story of OJ. Why argue about the neighborhood your mama live in when you can take that dope money and buy that neighborhood?
Right.
Yeah. See, that's the story of OJ. Jay-Z put it out there. I'm going to give you 15 minutes worth of understanding so that you can change the reality of your situation. What's more better than throwing money away in a strip club? Credit? See,
right.
See, so what you're saying is, what we missed growing up was the knowledge that we needed, that we acquired as adults. And that knowledge would make a profound change in all of us if we could do it.
And with that, we out.